Let's stay with TV, and with the ratings year almost over, the networks are making their pitches for 2015. In the past week, the ABC, SBS and 10 have all announced their new lineups, and our TV critic David Knox joined us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Let's start with the ABC. There's some fan favourites returning on the drama front, Redfern Now, Miss Fisher, Dr. Blake. What's in and what's out beyond that?
Well, there was a lot announced, a lot to get through, so apologies if this sounds a little bit like a shopping list.
A list. Lists are all fad now.
I want to get through much of these. Charlie Pickering is joining the ABC. He's going to be doing a Wednesday night style show. I think in the vein of something like John Oliver or John Stewart, I get the feeling that he's looking to have longer conversations that he was able to do on the project. Sticking with comedy, Fran Gruen will finally be back next year because, of course, it wasn't on air this year, so I think we'll see that in the second half of the year. We're getting more of Utopia. Judith Lucy has a new season. Please Like Me will be moving from ABC 2 to ABC. Mad as Hell is coming back now. Sean McAuliffe, how's this for a sitcom idea that he's doing, Fran? The ex-PM. He's going to be playing a deposed Prime Minister suffering relevance deprivation. I think there's a lot of comedy material in that one. Dramas, we're going to be getting the big drama that they will be doing, and there are a few of them, is The Secret River, which is based on a book. We will also be getting a witness protection drama called Hiding. We're getting a contemporary take on Anna Karenina called The Beautiful Lie from John Edwards and Imogen Banks, who've done things like Puberty Blues and Offspring. I'm hearing that the Top of the Lake we'll be getting, which of course is on pay TV. Broadchurch is back. The Moody's is out next year, but I believe there are discussions with them for a new comedy season. And Rake, I'm hearing, Fran, will not be 2015, but it will be 2016 for Rake.
Okay, and as you say, The Secret River is a big one. That's from the Kate Grenville book. A lot of anticipation about that. Look, we can't go through all the networks, but after so many testing years, Channel 10 always hopes that the upfronts will be the start of a comeback year for them. Do the new crop of shows have a chance of turning around fortunes, do you think, at 10?
Well, look, I think people will sample this thing called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's their big bet for the top of the year because it starts out, I think, January or certainly February, hosted by Chris Brown and Julian Morris. Now, this is going to be live from South Africa, five nights a week. Not even Big Brother is live from the Gold Coast. So that is a big pitch by them.
And this is based on the overseas model, but I understand it's going to be a little kinder.
Well, I'm waiting to see, and we're also waiting to hear, Fran, about who the celebrities are. I think they're still doing negotiations on that, so they haven't revealed who they will be. The risk, of course, for 10 is that, you know, you put a lot of money, a lot of production people on this show, and it goes up against My Kitchen Rules and The Block, and, you know, that can change everything in a heartbeat. But I do think people will at least sample that one. And just quickly, we have no confirmation of Offspring or Party Tricks returning, but there are a couple of other dramas, one on Peter Brock and one on Princess Mary as well.
Well, Party Tricks, I thought it fell away a little at the end, but it certainly left us hanging for the next series, that's for sure. All right, David, finally, your picks for the week ahead then on television watching?
Well, First Contact, as you've just been discussing, is what everybody should be watching tonight. It is powerful. It is moving. It's the best thing they've done in this genre since Go Back to Where You Came From. So that's 8:30 tonight, SBS. Happy Valley, final episode Friday night. It is a terrific ending. I can't speak highly enough of this series overall. Nowhere Boys, the wonderful ABC 3 kids series, is back on Sunday night. They've done a great job with this, so check that out, 6 o'clock Sunday on ABC and ABC 3. And I don't often give you a movie, but Healing on the Sunday night, the 2014 movie with Don Honey as an Iranian man who shows an affinity for wedge-tailed eagles with Hugo Weaving, Justin Clarke, Anthony Hayes, is on Sunday night, Fran, 9:15. You can watch that after Countdown and Scylla.
And talking about Countdown, just very quickly, I haven't had a look yet. How'd it go?
Oh, it did really well. It won its time slot. It got 965,000 viewers. It really put Sunday night and Countdown back together again. And this Sunday will be all about the 80s.
And life seems right when Countdown and Sunday night are back together again. David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Knox, our TV critic. And head to his website, tvtonight.com.au, for the latest in news and reviews on television. David knows all about it.